What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to BDBO Podcast. This thing. We got an interesting topic for y'all today. The topic today is about sex. All things sex, all nasty shit, all pussy, titties, nasty, all type of shit. So the first topic of the day, well, before we get there, let everybody introduce themselves, you know. Y'all go ahead with your introduction. It's your boy, Mr. In and Out. Y'all know what that means. Figure it out.
It's Miss Gypsy with the Miss Gypsy Juice.
It's Chocolate City, big CEO, the kind of chocolate that melts in your mouth and not in your hands.
This your girl, Sugar Shay, I'm sorry.
Chocolate City, fool.
Then you already know this your boy Dangerous, still being dangerous on the mic.
What's up, it's Miss Light Skin.
Well, they heard you around the world with that one.
All right. The big country, the big president, not the little one.
Yes, sir.
You heard what he said. But, all right, y'all. The first topic going to kick it off. Oh, my bad. We have a special guest in this thing. I want you to send me, dog.
And it's featuring your boy from Show No Riders, your boy Chill Wheel, once again coming in like a villain.
Yes,
like I left my keys in this bitch.
That nigga chill his foot. He chill his foot. All right, so we finna start it off. I'm going to ask the first question to my nigga Chill Wheel. What's your craziest sex story, my guy?
Ooh, my craziest sex story. All right.
Rated R. Details.
Well, it was this one time. I say it like this. This was one time. I was fucking with this chick. The craziest thing about it was what happened. First of all, how it started. First of all, she was already bullshit. You know how females be doing. They be taking all day to get location and shit because they contemplating on if they want to. Because she already knew what I was coming over there to do. So they were contemplating if I want to let this nigga come over here do this shit or not. So she was taking the forever to do that. So I finally got down and get her to drop that low. First of all, I walk up, come upstairs, living room full of niggas. Like, all her brothers. I mean, this motherfucker, like,
fight all of them.
not trying to fight, I'm trying to play my best to be play cool and shit. Like, what's up, nigga? Because all these niggas, it's not like they don't know why I'm here.
I'm here to fuck your sister.
You feel me? And she, like, at a family full of four brothers, she the only sister. So I'm already nervous in this, contemplating this motherfucker, like, damn, it's a room full of niggas. Is this bitch trying to rob me? This bitch trying to set me up? What going on? So we make it to the room, boom, bam, pop, you know, get down to going doing what we doing. Boom. Little brother walk in the room. She got down on me and stroke. On top riding. She said, Mistro, look up. Boom, boy, next thing no door. She look at me like, I look at her, I'm like, why you ain't locked the door? I'm like, bitch, this ain't my house. Like, how the fuck I was supposed to know to lock the motherfucking door to your motherfucking room that I ain't never been in a day in my motherfucking life? And she was crazy. And that wasn't the first time. The craziest part about it, that wasn't the first time her brother caught us. He didn't call her giving me head behind the gas station and some more shit.
That nigga's in that type of dick,
man. And mine at that. I was like, the crazy part about it was what he said to me was like, well, not to me, but to her, like, oh my God, why you gotta be such a hoe all the time? And I just looked at this bitch like, so what the fuck you be doing around this motherfucker, oh, man? This nigga say some shit like that. Like, he on the side of you with me twice.
Why you burn on you? Like,
so,
how many other people has he caught you?
You know what I'm saying? So, how many other people have you caught? He caught you with the same shit like today? This. Hmm. What number am I? Let me know what number. Am I James Harden or am I LeBron James? Because I'm starting and I'm coming off the bench. Let me know so I know how to play.
Just damn. All
right, who we got next? My nigga Sugar Shay. Now, you ain't got to if you don't want to now.
or if you don't have one, what is your sex fantasy?
I don't want to get nobody head busted.
You got a fantasy. Everybody got a fantasy.
You think the shades are great?
I do got a story, but I only told Bay that story.
Well, so you know you can't get your head knocked out, so go ahead.
So I'm saying, if you ain't comfortable, don't sing it. You got to go home with it.
She know the story, so she ain't got to worry about getting her head knocked out. Because you already know it ain't no...
I ain't know about them. So with that being said, we going to move on.
Don't even know this story.
Oh, well, no. We going to move along.
I'm about to say, she finna find out.
We going to move along. All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how y'all...
Hey, we grown. We all 25 and up.
You don't get your head knocked off.
I got his shit in my ass.
All right.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, see. All
right. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Because it's going to bring me peace.
Don't have no shame, meal gang. It's some more shit. We're going to be seeing on this podcast.
You got to go home with this.
Oh, wait. Anything you can say.
Don't get your head washing and drying that. Come on the podcast, of course.
Like I said, he knows, so she good.
All right, well, shit. Speak to talk your shit, sugar.
My crazy story, I'm going to sum it up real short.
Short and sweet, Tisha Rose.
I set up a threesome. And at the end of that threesome, these niggas started fucking each other.
Clarify. Is this to a nigga and a female or two niggas?
Two niggas.
Pause.
No.
They said fuck the pussy. Yes.
Like I said,
what is going on?
Like I say, that is a legit threesome with two dudes.
When they started fucking each other, I
would have sat there and watched for who?
Like I said, now that is a legit threesome. When female be talking about, I want two niggas to fuck me and not no nigga fucking, they ain't not fucking, the dudes not fucking each other, you can get a train random.
Nigga, that's gay.
That's a gang bang, damn near. That's me and my homie flipping you. But them niggas fucking each other, that is a legit threesome. You can compare that to the threesome that's why I would get mad if you say, man, you want to have a threesome with a nigga? No way. You want this nigga to try me or you want, like, no, I'm not sharing you with no nigga and no nigga finna, you not finna play Star Wars.
All I told him,
we not finna fight. You not Obi-Wan Kenobi and I'm not Darth Vader. We not finna play Swing any lightsabers in this.
But that just shows you how much power women really got.
Because some women can convince a nigga to do that. I'm not the nigga fool. Hey, if she can do that to that, more power to her. Hey, she got a hell of a mouthpiece on her ass. But for me and my situation,
nigga, it's hot.
Hell no, this shit is not gonna go on.
I told y'all I ain't gonna share it.
Damn.
So basically,
they got real quick, Mr. Dangerous.
My nigga Dangerous, spit that shit.
I mean, shoot, probably the craziest.
Don't get your head washed and dry now.
Ain't really nothing too much crazy, you know. I just got caught by police.
Damn,
how the hell you get caught by the police?
That's normal,
man. That's normal. That was like shit, yeah. That was like, man, no. Alright, so I really had a spot. I thought it was a spot. In the woods.
Hey, we all.
That's where you fucked up.
We all did.
Bro, I'm talking about.
We all had a spot and thought it was a spot. We just been looking at them.
This was when I had my beach too.
Oh, shit.
Hell no.
Man, this is when I had my beach, when I had the subs and everything, bro. I got fucking caught.
They were upside down.
I was like, my feet was on my subs. You know, I was on the back seat. Yeah. My feet was on my subs. I was, you know, sitting upside down because I'm extra as fuck. You know what I mean? So, shit.
Spread that shit down.
You know what I mean? So,
I got jungle fever.
I just look up.
Tarzan.
I put my head up. I'm looking between my legs. Look out the back window. It's a cop car. I said, oh, shit. Man, do you not know how fast the nigga could turn around in that back seat? Boy, I was athletic as a motherfucker.
I saw nuts in headlights.
Whoa. Look, we was both in the back seat. That man came to the front window. I couldn't do nothing but jump out. Look, I just jumped out the other side from the back.
I'm a black man.
Yes, sir. He was like, you know, we've been seeing a lot of condoms over here lately. You know, you wouldn't know anything about that. No, sir. What?
At least you know I'm safe.
What?
No.
That shit crazy.
All right, what we got, Miss Light Skin? No, Keisha.
I got a crazy story.
Don't get your head not between the washer and dryer now.
I leave a goof ass here.
Oh, is that what I'm saying? Don't get left in peril.
I take you home.
She got right. So Trey, listen, this is kind of a couples really podcast.
Mostly bro. This dude I've been messing with for about 2 years on and off, and
he's all in the
he
pace.
Came and got me from my mama's house, and we went to his house, you know, the chills and all that. And we got into it on the way back to the house, and he thought he was going to drop me off at the stop sign and not drop me off at home. So, next thing you know, we fighting and shit, and when we pulled up to my mama's house, I bust his headlights, I took his side of his mirror off,
hey,
and
country,
I tried
to, oh God.
You know,
be careful, be country.
Bust his tires. Cause you had me fucked up. You came and got me from my mom. You gonna drop me back home?
Make sure you do three ties, not all four, so you can't find them.
Like
country.
No, I don't play that.
Leave the cars alone.
But because please, if she do yours, make sure you did bust that fourth one, so she before you call the insurance folks, so she.
He had it coming when you thought you were gonna put your hands on me. You literally tried to pull me out your car.
Hey, we were talking about sex.
So yes.
What worse than sex? You trying to get nasty?
Let me get. Cause how crazy
it was 3 minutes.
I love you, Jody. I hate you. I love you, Jody.
He didn't even make me come, so it was just like I was over it then. Damn, so I was ready for him to take me home. Like damn, then he came with the bullshit, so I was on the bullshit. Like you, nigga, your shit was weak already. Like
so he was mad. So he was mad because you didn't enjoy.
No. I didn't enjoy it at all.
Damn. That's why he was mad.
Yeah,
you must tell him the truth.
Yes, in his face.
And he got mad because of that.
Yes. Hey. And he tried to put me out his car.
Yeah, hurt me so. Like
so I fucked up.
I mean, what is the fuck, motherfucker? Don't expect to get it again.
And you already know how I am. Like, no, if I don't like it, I don't like it. I'm gonna tell you. Like, I'm sorry. And if you can't take it, then oh well.
Spicy. Damn. All right, we gonna move along. Right, move along. Big what country talk your shit.
I really ain't got no crazy sex.
What's your sex fantasy?
My sex fantasy?
Fantasy.
Yeah. Fuck. Is fantasy or is it crazy sex story?
You got a fantasy, big dog. Talk to me.
I got a fantasy. I want to fuck somebody on the back of my four wheel.
God damn.
That's a fantasy?
Tell
look.
I feel
it.
Bro,
I feel
it. Because, like, because, I mean, like, think about it now.
Talk to
me. After a day of mud riding and shit, I'm trying to fuck something. I'm trying to fuck you on the back of my forehead.
You gonna fuck with me with the monkey cheese, man?
At least let a clean to be with a wipe.
I mean,
something.
You got a baby wipe the dick or something. You gonna throw a pH balance
on it. It's gonna be white. But I just, what the back of that forehead though?
Shit, I feel it.
We going to the house, take a shower, then get on the back of the forehead.
Yeah, nigga, go outside real quick.
We the four wheel muddy, but we ain't.
Bro, I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you.
That shit crazy. I'm
telling
you. I fuck with it. I guess it's my turn, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, Drew. Well, babe, I already know the story. All right, since I lost my virginity, this is a crazy and safe story. I had my virginity, Drew. I went to a party. I had a homeboy. He had a house party or whatever. And it was this particular fat white chick in there that kept eyeballing me. Keep in mind, I'm like, shit. 18 years old, 17, 18. I don't know what the fuck sex is. I watch porn. I beat my dick. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So, shit, I'm sitting there chilling, drinking. She came to me like, hey, let's go to the back room. I want to talk to you about something. I'm like, I wonder what she want to talk about. So, I said, I'm young. I ain't fucked before. So, I'm like, shit, all right, whatever. Shit, let's see what we want to talk about. Go to the back room. She ain't start taking her clothes. I'm like, damn, that bitch fat. And like, I'm like, shit, fuck it, you know? Shit, what I supposed to do? Where I stick it at? I don't know what I'm doing. So, shit, we started, you know what I'm saying, having intercourse or whatever. And then, next thing I know, two other niggas walk in the room. So, I'm like, what the fuck we got going on?
Is this a setup?
And yeah, I'm like, bitch, what is this? So,
they white or black?
They was niggas.
Niggas.
They was niggas. So, like, I'm like, I'm fucking. Two other niggas came in the room. Then nigga pulled his meat out and put it in the bitch mouth. I'm like, otherwise it was my session. So I guess
this is an unwarranted flip session.
It was. So
she set that up.
I don't know what was going on.
She set it up,
or them some overly aggressive ass niggas.
At this point, I'm confused.
And,
but
she was too ready and willing, and she accepted it.
She did. Damn, she did.
Sorry, I think you were raped.
I think that's what I said. She set up a gang bang and didn't let you know.
I got raped. For my virginity.
Sexually assaulted.
I did. I feel so bad. Like, it was two other niggas. It was two niggas plus me, so it's three. And then two more niggas came in.
That's a gangbang.
Listen, I was a virgin. I'm like, I'm finna get my nut, Juke. I'm tired of being my dick. So I'm like, fuck, we finna fucking gangbang.
It's a hell of a first time. Fuck it.
So,
like, this is for my ancestors.
Me losing my virginity was a gangbang. It was so unfortunate.
A bukkake decision.
It was so bad. Like, I don't even count that shit, bitch. I got raped. I got raped. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right, enough of me. Miss Gypsy.
I guess.
Don't get your head busted.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
It's don't like do I it. Don't have a.
That's a good beer.
Crazy sex story.
So what's your fantasy?
No, I guess I got a crazy sex story. Kind of, sort of. Okay, so I had a friend with benefits for five plus years. And basically, I was... It was, but it wasn't.
5 years, though?
It's a committed
that's
side.
A relationship.
Y'all damn near married. That's all right. You don't know how to be a side nigga. You can be a committed side nigga for as long as you want to be until you get upgraded or you choose that's to be upgraded.
Side. Until you get upgraded.
But, okay, crazy story is I was sucking this man's penis from the back.
Wow. Hold on, where was your face? Where's your face?
My face. Okay. So, basically, I was...
Stop my camera over the
I was... I was sucking his dick from the back. So, basically, my head was off the bed. You know how your head be off the bed?
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I know.
Oh, okay. That's better.
But then I also had him on his knees.
I know that's why you stinking it.
Anywho,
wow.
So basically,
what?
His mama popped in.
Put it down.
His mama came in and she looked and then she was like, "Girl,
his mama,
yeah, his mama." His mama, he did not have say nothing negative. She said, "Girl, how you take all that dick?"
She was wow. Oh,
my. He's fucking his mama.
She said, "How do you take all this dick?" Simply because she was like, his daddy was a horse. So I was like, but my mouth was still open and his dick was still in it. So I was like, I could not say anything. And basically, we finished the section after. Like, his mama was like, "Son, I was finna come and ask you something, but..."
Brief intermission.
She was like, "I'll ask later." And that was it.
See, seems like you're busy, son, so I'm gonna come back to when you get done. Let me know when you're finished.
This nigga going back to the drawing board.
I want to
walk
over
there. No, this was my friends with benefits. This was only supposed to be a one night stand that lasted 5 years, but we was never in a relationship.
You can't anything. Never stop. You can't. This not for the last one night after you had my ass tooted up in the air. You sucking my dick from the back and my mama walking in.
You ain't a girlfriend at this point.
You lucky you ain't my goddamn wife anymore.
My whole girl.
The only reason I did it like that is because it's like the balls and the dick is right there. And so as I was going down the shaft, the balls right going in my mouth. Like, I was putting the balls in my mouth as the penis was in my mouth as well.
What you saying, for Carlos? You want to try that tonight?
Oh, he has not.
We trash it tonight. So get ready.
Take a good bath. Make sure you white good.
Next, Chocolate City.
We in there.
Okay.
Damn.
I went to go see this man.
Fuck that.
This was when I was in my little car, or whatever. I was in Boosie Boo. So, y'all know I be hot. I'm a polar bear. I can't do the heat and shit. Definitely. So, I opened the door. We was in the back seat. I opened the door. We fucking in the back seat, right? From the back. We in there. We fucking Boosie just kicking. You know, going back and forth. I was drunk and shit. We in the middle of the road at that because I didn't park or whatever. I had to park on the side of the road. Kind of parked in the middle of the road. You know, don't drink and drive. So, I started throwing up. Lord. But we never stopped fucking.
Damn.
Then they were just like, ooh, that shit feel good. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
It was loosening and tightening your pussy walls.
Whatever the fuck was going on, it was just crazy. I didn't know how to feel.
It was loosening and got to see it through, my boy.
If
it get through, when she throwing up or not, she still say, I can get the pussy. I'm finna get it, man. Fuck it. Just throw it outside the car. This your, well, this fuck it. This your car. Fuck it. Alright. Throw up all over them motherfuckers. Not on me.
So,
I got another story to tell.
Oh, we got a part two. what you got, Sugar Shay? Then we gonna wrap this thing up with the ending conclusion.
No, we're not.
It's 25. It's the next. Oh,
same
one?
Yeah, we gonna do more than one.
Oh, I lied. We got another topic.
Let Sugar Shay talk. Shut the fuck up.
Ooh. I'm gonna make it quick. I wrote it while he was driving. It was raining.
Dangerous. Hold on, pause. While he was driving?
Yeah, while he was driving.
And it was raining.
It was raining.
Hard? Or light?
Yeah. No, it was raining hard.
That nigga is dangerous for real.
And he kept it on the road?
But eventually we had to pull over, y'all.
He kept it on the road?
Correct. Yeah, no.
That nigga dangerous.
Okay.
He living up to the 90s.
So what do y'all look for? What do y'all look for during sex?
Who we gonna start with this with Sugar? With not Sugar Shay, Chocolate City.
What do I look for during sex? I look for satisfaction. I look for some nasty shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, surprise me. Do a flip.
Do a handstand.
Like, that's all I look for is satisfaction. Like, satisfy me. And I don't think y'all really have any limits. So just go crazy. Follow up.
Okay. Chill, will you?
Talk your shit, big dog.
I'm
a freak. Slut me out, boy. On me. Fuck the shit out of me. Do what I ain't.
Kill me.
You kill me. Bring me back to life and kill me again, motherfucker. Shit. When you suck my dick, make sure you do it to the best of your abilities. Don't lick on the side, cause I don't feel that shit. Stay on the tip. I'm just be real. Niggas don't feel that shit when nigga you be licking all on the side and shit. I don't give a fuck about that. I'll be worried about you. Go back to the tip. That's when I be that's when you don't get a toes curl. You feel that when you get a toes curl, you get the moans you be wanting and shit.
Like, damn, bitch.
Sugar Shay.
You feel me? Do all this shit. You feel me?
I'm more of a jack-in-the-box type of person. Like, surprise me. Just surprise me. Because I'm going to let you know if I don't.
Specifics.
Huh?
Specifics.
I don't have any.
She don't have specifics.
Details. That's that experimental.
Yeah,
like,
just
surprise.
Like I say, it's a couple's podcast. Speak at your own risk.
One thing I can say, he don't understand.
She
want to
try.
Yeah, after what I told him,
Anyway, that's all
in
the podcast.
It is.
It's okay.
Because we drinking on this podcast. So we got to let y'all know we got Jornitos, Di Serrano, New Amsterdam, and whatever's in this motherfucking picture right here in a couple Miller Lights and Coronas. So we drinking on this motherfucking, we drinking good. So that's why you're getting all this good ass content.
Okay.
So
but back to what Sugar Shay
was saying. I don't have no. Like I say, just surprise me. Because I'm going to let you know if I don't like this shit.
Dangerous.
Yo, shit, my nigga.
I mean,
hold it down for the niggas. Talk your shit.
I look for, you know. Nah, but what I really look for, sure, it's just like satisfaction. You know what I mean? I try to please my woman. That's all I really try to look for. Like, you know, just something short and simple. But
so, would you consider yourself a pleaser?
A pleaser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I feel it. Cause as a nigga, you got to be a pleaser. Cause we gonna get our nut regardless. All they take is some friction and bust for us to bust a nut.
That's already.
Y'all gotta do this, that, third, and a lot of shit. Hit the right spot and
they got
boom.
Cheat codes.
Sometimes
then,
we gotta go
right.
Like 3 rounds. Sometimes.
Yeah, for y'all to get. Hell, you know what I'm saying? Hell,
maybe three or more.
Nigga, you done after 2? The fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Make it happen.
If I can keep it heavy enough to stay in, hey, I got you.
Man, what?
Well, soon if it fall out, shit.
It's over.
Try some. If he can get back up, shit, nigga, we got you. But shit,
let me get a water break.
I need a water
break. Let me get 15. Y'all
okay, back on topic. Light skin.
Talk your shit, light skin.
I'm more passionate person.
You gonna speak it to the mic.
You getting on my leg. I'm more of a passionate person though.
But what do you look for at doing sex? Like what? Like
she looking for passion.
Yeah, passion. Love. You know, I wanna feel that romance, that deets. Exotic shit. I'm you know, that freaky and you know.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, there you go. That 50 Shades of Grey type shit, you know.
Touch me, kiss me, play some R&B music, some jealousy or some shit.
You know,
I
like to be different and spontaneous.
Play some boozy, bitch, kill me.
Yeah, I like romance. I'm a romance person, you know what I'm saying?
Carlos, you ignorant.
Baby, me.
Next, we have Big Country.
My nigga, Big Country, talk your shit.
I'm with this shit not every day.
I want some surprises.
Surprise.
Like, suck my dick, but not unexpected.
Yeah. Nigga, while I'm cooking,
now,
I feel it.
Better yet, while I'm working on my goddamn truck.
And?
Hell yeah.
Jack, come take the belt off.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Get with it, yeah.
Bro, like, do that shit out the blue.
Hey, out the blue. Just how y'all like booty rubs and shit. I like my dick rubbed on.
Out the blue.
We ain't got to do nothing else. Just rub on that motherfucker. Shit.
I like that.
Especially, like, if I'm on my phone, just do something.
Yeah, like I said, just rub on it.
Random.
You ain't got to do nothing to rub.
Yes.
I fuck with it.
Right? Yes.
Like, bitch, while I'm
working. Do something
I'm
random.
I'm changing the top to my dick.
Man, bro, if I'm changing my oil, do that shit. That'll make it so much better. It'll make it so much better.
Look, I'm changing my oil. Why ain't bro, you doing
that?
Oh,
shit. Well, I next shit here. You sucking my dick, shit.
Fuck it. That shit ain't gonna never get changed.
Fuck you, baby.
Baby wanna suck your dick. Okay.
Okay. Me, like,
I'm baby. Changing my oil.
Change the oil on who car?
Both of them motherfuckers. Both of them motherfuckers.
Hey, it could be yours, mine, your mama, my mama, somebody cocking the oil chains on that motherfucker.
And now look, this would be the good one. You get one of them creepers that you know you roll up under the car.
Ooh, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, look.
Why I'm under the car?
Nigga, yeah.
I'm on 4 wheels. I got 6 wheels,
hey,
baby.
Hey, I come on with back it. On topic. Back on topic.
First of all, don't piss me off. Send your ass over.
Hey, make a baby want to. She'll loosen the jack on your wall. <Hey, man. laughs>
Mr. In and Out.
Oh shit!
Talk your shit, big dog.
This your boy, Mr. In and Out. Y'all know how I'm coming. Don't ask about my name this way.
But anyway, I got enough of myself every time I talk. Okay. Right, what I look for during sex, bro? I'm a nasty ass nigga, dude. Like, nigga, I don't go fuck. Like, it's free game. I'm open as fuck. Jax, don't touch my ass. Like, I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I have nutted in some pussy and went down there and ate the pussy. Like, nigga, like, I've tasted some pussy before. I ain't gonna lie.
Pause.
I'm a nasty ass nigga, dude. Like, that's what I do, bro.
You
like,
is a dedicated ass nigga. Shit. All right.
I'm a nasty. I'm a nasty ass nigga, bro.
Like, some L7s.
Like, the only thing I look for, you like, for me, if a female, you know what I'm saying, I like vocal, nigga. Talk to me. Tell me how you want that pussy hit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me know I'm doing something right.
Let me know.
Be quiet.
Like, like me, I'm a vocal.
Let me know
nigga.
Something, bitch.
Tell me, you know what I'm saying? You want that bit fast. You want me deep? I'm like, talk to me, shit. Hey, you turn me up, then I'm finna fuck you. You pregnant.
Either way, it goes.
God damn.
You feel me? Like, turn me up, bro. I'm saying, like, I like noise and shit. Like,
you sucking the dick, do that.
You know what I'm saying? Gag on that beat. You know what I'm saying?
Gag on. Don't throw up on me, but gag on.
But anyway, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk to me, bro. Like, you know, I like that loud, nasty type shit. I'm a nasty ass nigga. You got to bring it out of me.
Miss Gypsy? Okay, what I like in for sex, or what I look for during sex, is I don't know. It's just something about when a nigga put his fingers in my pussy, my shit just is like it's gonna dry up. Because where's the dick? Where's the dick? Where's your lips? Where's your dick?
No fingers, nowhere near your pussy.
Like, I don't know. It's just
no fingers.
But what I look for during sex is, okay, I like it nasty. I like it sweaty. I like it wet. Like, motherfucker, sweat all over this bed. Sweat on me. Like, they be talking about something. I'm sweating too bad. No, let that shit drip on me. Let it drip on me.
It's working.
Get it in my eye. Blind me, nigga.
That's that jungle sex,
man. Right?
Like,
that's
that man shit.
Yeah, that's right. That jungle sex. Like,
honestly,
if I could, I'd turn off all fans. Oh, I have a real, okay. I have a real hot in that motherfucker.
Turn the heat on.
I want to see you glisten under the LED lights. Yeah,
man.
And
I feel my booty
kicked. Hey, room smell like football and sex.
But I like spontaneous spots. Like, shit, fuck me outside at the trail ride. Fuck me in the goddamn shower. Fuck me on the motherfucking stove. Fuck me on the shower. Fuck me in the wash machine. Fuck me on the dryer. You know, I'm like, shit, yeah.
Why
you never know.
Why
does Tom
feel that one?
Why does Tom?
She get the vibrations and everything in front of
me. I ain't even gonna lie. Why you sitting on the toilet or some shit? I might come up in there and just slide the motherfucker. You never know.
You didn't catch the rhythm.
I just like it all. Like, you know, choke me. Spank me.
Kill your
weight. Yeah, choke me till I can't breathe.
Choke me when
I'm too hard now. No, choke me till I can't breathe.
You know the end of shit. You think, oh, I'm gonna die.
Then again, I mean, even though you got a bed, fuck me on the floor sometimes. I mean, shit, I want to have carpet burn or some shit. I want to go back to
try to get them strawberries.
The times, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, beat me over the top.
Put your head and drink.
You know, bro, and then, like, on the top of that, like,
I'm in.
Like I said, I like it spontaneous. Like, sometimes if my nigga sitting on the toilet and taking shit, if I feel like he done, I might go up in there and just ride the motherfucker. Why you on the toilet? I don't give a fuck.
You
like,
the nigga on the toilet.
Shit, Mike.
Okay.
Shit.
I like you,
B. I take a shit.
I don't care about you taking no shit. Shit, damn yeah. Near when you had the flu, I damn near didn't care that you had the flu. I'm finna get some dick then.
We're finna be sick together.
No, but you know, I did take her.
Busting
you
know,
the drum and turn. Hey, so we busted the thing. Long, go out there, goop. gloop. Fuck.
Let me explain. Hold on, man.
Hold on. And then another. I guess this will be kind of like a fantasy. Listen. So like afterwards, I think like it was one of these times. Yeah, it was one of these times I almost set the whole apartment building on fire. I was ready to fuck afterwards. Oh, like, God. Damn, shit, we good? We straight? It smoked out in this house, but I'm ready to fuck. Shit.
Why this bitch burning?
We got my burning apartment on fire. Ooh, I'm burning. Fuck me. We got my dad. Oh, shit.
Be on the hot ass stove. Fuck it. We gonna die together in this bitch.
Oh, okay, my God.
Y'all gonna put the pants out for fucking
but listen, hey,
I'm gonna die doing what we love.
I'm gonna die with some ice on my dick before. Gonna die with a smile on your face, boy.
I'll be
that's the best way to go out. I'd rather die while I'm fucking than die anyway. Well,
on me. Like, I gotta die happy.
Last ride.
I'm hollering.
Oh, shit.
Last ride in that motherfucker.
If I don't die, my dick will hard. Resurrect me, give me hard, and then kill me again. The fuck is all right now.
Okay. I'm gonna start this one. What do you dislike in sex? Okay. Oh, you talking about the laundry room? Oh, okay. Well, I think everybody said it. Everybody said what they dislike in sex, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, I think I said what I said, which was I don't really like the fingering aspect because shit, I be thinking about what y'all hands go through throughout the day, and then I be like, hey,
you like hard working niggas, so you know them fingers been through some shit. Like,
oh, under your nails be black and shit. I be like, that's all getting in my coochie. I don't think I'm not with for that no more. But
chocolate seed, go anyway.
Yeah.
God damn.
What you disliking sex?
This shit boy messing in and out. You know I gotta answer you once every time I talk my shit.
What I dislike during sex? I don't know. I love fucking sex. So I'm I don't really.
What's your turnout? Like what you
don't my turnout, bitch don't bite my dick. We finna fight.
Thank you.
I'ma punch your ass. Like I don't need no teeth on my dick. And you sucking my shit.
I want them niggas.
Thank
well
you.
I don't bite.
Like, you damn sure. Don't. But anyway, but I understand, you know what I'm saying? Like a little slight mishap, you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna happen every now and then. But if it keep happening, you intentionally doing this shit. You know, or you can't.
I don't think
dick.
She's intentionally doing it. I think she just dick. Her mouth is not wide enough.
Yeah, or you know what I'm saying. You can't suck dick. But me, I mean, this like, so I said, I like vocal shit. Talk to me. You know,
this is this like next big country.
Damn, don't pull on my beard. I don't like that shit.
Shit, pull mine out there.
I don't like. No.
That's what I got it for.
No.
You mean they put moisturize it and pull it?
Nah, don't pull my beard.
Pull me in that pussy.
Nah.
Just.
Nah. I work too hard on this motherfucker. Don't pull my beard.
That's why I work hard.
I work hard on my tooth to be pulled.
Nah, I don't like my shit being pulled.
Nigga, I like pull my beard while I'm in your pussy.
See, this the only hair I got.
Don't pull my beard.
I'm trying to hold on to this shit, man. This the only shit I got. Y'all got hair. I ain't got shit on top.
You ain't tired of two dreadheads.
Yeah,
shit.
Hey,
you better tell her to grab that head. Shit, grab that head.
Change your name to Spalding.
I ain't got no problem grabbing my head. Just don't grab my beard.
Change your name to Spalding.
Don't touch my beard.
I'm highly. I understand now.
I can't put that motherfucker back on top like shit. Come on now. Like you're trying to clone me or some shit. Don't clone me. It's only one me. Don't clone me. That other one gonna come out retarded. They gonna come out 1 foot missing.
Hey, fuck that. Braid my shit while I'm eating that pussy.
Don't
moisturize.
How the fuck you gonna braid while you eating
braid?
Come on, TL. What's your dislike?
Be logical.
Mm-hmm. Without sex. So I don't know. You gotta go. You gotta just turn me on. If I don't feel it.
But what turns you off? What's your biggest turn off? What you don't like?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you like him to be aggressive? You like him to be sweet?
Please, let me know.
She said sweet, but I'm saying, like, when did you...
He can be aggressive, but don't be too aggressive, because then we going to fight. Shit, like... You know, I don't mind you choking me a little bit, though. Don't choke me to death, shit. Then you're going to get a reflex.
Kill him.
Don't pull my hair. Don't touch the hair.
Nah, cause
I get goofy. Fucking hair. Not touch the hair.
Shit, I worked
too hard on my hair. Okay, don't touch the hair off me. Now I rub your head. I rub this head all day long. When it comes to this, don't touch this. Don't touch this. No. Hell no. Now, I'll rub your head all day long.
Pull it. I can redo this shit.
Pull it out. Shine it all day long.
Bro, come on,
reflexes.
Nigga, you did that shit. Come on, why you do that? You better be glad it wasn't on that damn board. Why you do that?
And that was your fault.
Prove.
Okay, you look, ain't no cameras in this motherfucker.
This lights.
Talk your shit, Dane.
Man, don't touch my hole.
What hole? What hole are you talking about? It's just a booty hole.
Leave it alone.
It's just a booty hole.
Let it be that.
Hey, it is a booty
let
hole.
It be that.
Wait, it's an exit. It be not that.
Thank you. I mean,
it's an exit,
shit,
y'all.
I ain't shit to do that. You know what I mean?
Sugar Shay.
I'm going to stay quiet on that
one. Oh, somebody touch your booty hole?
No.
Come on, Sugar Shay.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Come on,
Sugar
Shay.
Gotta be in jail.
Don't be
no.
Quick with it. I don't like
this
shit.
Oh, oh,
so
y'all
like
quickies.
How you mad?
Quickies. Hold on. A quickie has three. Both of y'all get y'all get down in
there. Exactly. If I ain't get mine, don't stop.
Like I said, how you mad? Cause your pussy good. Shit. Why you not so quick? Why your pussy so good?
Why your pussy so good? Hey,
okay,
so keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay.
Don't like, stop. Keep it going. Like, why you there? We in strange places. We ain't got no. Because I'll fuck you in the park.
Yeah, but we both got to get there.
Yeah, because I'm going to be disappointed.
Got to get there, bro.
I'm going to be disappointed. You better go down there and eat these motherfuckers. Yeah, don't be quick with it. You be quick.
I'm gonna get 30 minutes ahead and probably 5 minutes a day.
I'm violent.
I ain't gonna lie. I did that shit. Fucked at a party. Like a people were waiting on the bathroom. Fuck them folks.
This nigga eat my booty. Fuck this shit.
Lovely.
Chill wheel.
Talk you shit. Do whatever to you want to, but just don't stick nothing in me.
I love it.
I'm an open. Just don't stick shit in me.
Slip me out.
Lick it, but don't stick it.
No, I don't know about that. Lick it, bro.
Pause.
You lost me on that one, dog.
Before you
live your all life, baby.
Yeah, lost me on that one, dog.
Hey. Oh, with it.
Yeah, lost me on
that one. I don't give a fuck. I'm grown that man. I know I like women, ladies. You were born, you gotta be born with it. I gotta see your baby pictures before I fuck you, damn near.
See, hey, the father, I
gotta know
when
you were born with that pussy.
You can lick my gooch.
Look. Like I said,
shut the fuck up. It's the same thing. You think that gooch feel good? You
feel
that booty hole
going your ass over. Then that gooch had my eyes in the back of my goddamn head. Like, listen,
hey, the first time it happened to me, I was like, why the fuck? I don't know. That's why I was like, that's exactly what I said. Why the fuck?
Like,
I'm like,
you had a female lick your nipples.
Nah. Yeah, I have, but that shit feel weird.
That shit feel good as fuck. I
swear. That shit
feel weird. It's like the
same thing. But the thing is, the weirdest thing that a man thinks. The things that y'all men feel like that is weird and like, no, they don't do that. Is the things that'll turn y'all the fuck on. No, like, I started licking this nigga nipple one day and his damn dick went up.
Yeah, she like, nigga. She tried that. I'm like, yeah, no, ma'am. It's not for me. Cause I don't even know why I got the EBC.
You gotta know how to lick.
I don't got the EBC to serve no purpose anyway. So why
lick them?
You gotta know how to lick it. You gotta lick it in that middle part.
It don't matter how you lick these bitches. Don't.
I'll holler.
No, man. Cause this shit is not cool. But like I said, the first time this shit happened, I'm like, ooh, why the fuck? I don't know. But I'm having. I'm like, I hate that to say that I might kind of, I don't want to fuck with it, but not too much. I ain't gonna ask for it, but if you want to go down that
damn. I got a question about that one.
Go ahead.
I'm wrong.
Nah, fuck it.
We gotta go on Chocolate City.
No, she did. She said her.
No,
I,
it,
no she did. It's your chill wheel time. You wanna go on Chocolate City? So listen, do you have your legs up in there?
No. Oh my god!
It definitely don't.
So how explain? She
got
spread.
Oh my god!
Explain.
We're not gonna explain anything.
We need.
Fuck that. I'm wrong.
We need D,
nigga.
We need. I'm a grown man.
What? Do you spread them?
Yeah, you got like you squatting, but you got to spread your legs a little bit. Just give her assistance. But hell no, you don't put your legs in the air. Cause what's, like I said, what's somebody breaking the house and you got your legs? you can't make up for that. If your legs down, she can go back up real quick and you good.
I bet you don't get robbed.
If I do get robbed, if I do get robbed, I bet he won't leave this bitch. Ain't nobody, he ain't gonna go back and tell nobody this shit. Legs not in the air. You just got to spread the legs wide enough so you can give her a little assistance.
I always wonder.
Nah, you can, there's ways to do without doing this shit. Have your legs up in the air like you got them 2 feet like a pair of scissors and shit.
Chocolate City.
I have one question.
No. So you you like everything. You like getting finger. You like getting your pussy ate. You like getting your ass ate.
Yeah.
You like a nigga. Oh, what shit. You like, you a nympho.
You nasty.
No, I'm not.
You a nympho.
I'm a creative person.
A nympho.
A new name.
Okay. We gotta keep going.
Really?
Lingerie or no lingerie?
Lingerie.
It's my turn.
It was not your turn.
It wasn't.
Brittany just answered the question.
Fuck. All right, Chocolate City.
She already answered.
Lingerie. Yeah, you gonna get this. It's gonna be all creative. I'm dramatic. Everything is dramatic.
I never had lingerie, but I would like to try it.
I want the motherfucking thing
that go under your booty cheeks. I feel like
lingerie is more for y'all because we like to. The best thing for y'all to wear for us is nothing. Wear a smile.
Facts.
I feel you on that one. The best thing you can wear for us is nothing. Cause we just want to see that body. There's nothing on top of it. Nothing blocking. Like, I don't like wrapping presents.
I hate buying wrapping paper.
But I know what it is. That's only, it only got the box because that's because they got to put it in the box. I don't want the box. If I can buy this bitch out the package, I will buy that bitch out the package. If I know I'm finna get that pussy, I don't want it pre-wrapped. Pre-unwrapped.
I told you, though. I fuck what you saying, though.
I mean, lingerie look good. You look good. You look magnificent. You believe me.
Take that
you look
shit,
amazing. Man. But you look even better with it off.
Thank you. I fuck with it, but they got some lingerie. We got the hole already cut in that motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. There's still more shit in my way because I want to touch everything. I want to touch your head from your head to the bottom of your feet. I don't want nothing to touch me in the way between me and Nick because I want to feel your whole body.
I feel like the lingerie is for the tension to rise, to build up.
Some lingerie got handles. Some females don't even be in the mood and y'all just be ready to stick the motherfucker in. Y'all need to build the tension up. That's why we with y'all, cause y'all turn us on like a motherfucker every time we look at y'all. We want to fuck. That's why you eat the pussy first. Shit, our foreplay is us thinking about it. Foreplay for a man is thinking about sex. That's why that motherfucker, if we thinking about it too long, that dick hard for a long period of time, as soon as we get the pussy,
it's over.
We done busted that nut already.
Y'all be ready to just go in and just go. Y'all need to learn how to like build the sexual tension up. You know what I'm saying? Like, give her a massage, give her a booty rub, like bring out the oils, bring out the lotion, massage her.
That massage gonna last a minute and a half at most.
Go ahead.
But guess what? What they didn't tell y'all is that when y'all massage a female before y'all have sex, she becomes a squirter.
Yeah,
because it makes her body get more relaxed.
Get out juices and ready for you and shit. I understand that the massage gonna last long enough for you to get oiled up and shiny.
It is.
And as soon as you get shiny enough for his liking,
I got a massage for you later.
He gonna tell you, flip over, roll that back and slide that motherfucker right on in. It's over.
Alright, so I got a question though. So pick it up off of here, all this whole sex topic.
Everybody answer the question first.
Everybody answer.
Oh, no, I did not.
No. Oh, well, shit. Who turned it?
It's Vaughn, Tierra.
Oh, alright, Vaughn. Big country, talk your shit.
I don't like lingerie.
Okay.
Next,
Tierra.
Alright.
He gonna get this motherfucking lingerie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if I buy it, you gonna see it, and then you take it off. Compliment me. I ain't doing this for just my health.
It's too much work.
Oh, damn.
Kinda, I feel it. You got a fuck about it. You doing it because you want to do it. So it kind of is for you.
Yeah, bike time.
Yeah,
that's right. And then I still want to try to, you know, keep my relationship spicy. Shit. So
I'm being for real.
No, it is a bike time.
All right, dangerous. Talk your shit. Lingerie, no lingerie. And what's the reason behind it?
Yeah, no lingerie. It's just in my way.
I feel it. Sugar motherfucking shit. Diabetes.
I don't do it, but. I'm gonna do it, and he gonna like it.
Who? Well, that
do it for my birthday. Do it for that.
I mean, honestly, I do have lingerie, and I wear it just to wear it.
I mean, like Valentine's Day coming up, so y'all should like.
I just
spice that shit up.
But see, y'all gotta think about it. Like, a lady feel her best when she put on the lingerie, and then for y'all men to not sit there and say shit.
Okay.
Like I said, we appreciate the lingerie. We love lingerie like a motherfucker. Like, damn.
Be like, God
damn. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Damn, you look good as a motherfucker in this shit. But take it off.
Hell me.
Good shit. It look good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a departure.
So I'm gonna be right there. Let's just do the conclusion real quick. Go ahead and do the conclusion. Everybody, conclusion.
This be the end of the BDBO podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Be out there.
And we out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All
right,
bye.
I feel like we all getting pussy at night, fellas.
Oh, thanks. My God.